teacher friends, I need you to know in advance that this episode is going to be full of emotion because I did not anticipate recording this episode. At the beginning of the school year, if you told me that I was going to announce what I'm about to announce in this episode, I would have thought you were crazy. I would have thought there's no possible way that my heart is going to steer me in that direction. I did not know that this was going to play out. I did not know that this was in my cards, but I will tell you, this week I have packed up my classroom that I have been in for the last 5 years. And in a couple of weeks, I will walk out of the school that I have taught in for the last 6 years, and I will turn in that key, and that will be the end of that chapter. And I did not know that that was going to happen. And so what I want this episode to be is just full transparency. What is the next step? What is happening from here? What is the emotion that I'm feeling about that? Because I know that I am not alone in the emotions that I'm experiencing. It's this bittersweet emotion. And I think probably so many of you can relate, because at this point in the school year, you're either in your last few weeks, your last few days, or maybe you're already on summer break. Well, I am taking a break from what I have done for the last 16 years, and I am going to dish out all of the details so that for those of you who feel alone in this next step in your journey, I want you to know that you're not alone. For those of you who know that you need to take a big leap of faith, I want you to know that that is scary and it is stressful, but there is also so much positive sentiment behind that next step when you decide to make it. So if you want to know what my life and what my profession and what my personal feelings are on what's happening in the next 365 days, stick around, because I'm going to dish it all out right here, right now. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. I want to start by sharing a timeline with you, because all of us who are in education have a timeline. We all have that very first teaching experience or that very first experience in education, and we have where we are at now. And if you're a first-year teacher, that is a short timeline right now. You've maybe been in the classroom for exactly 1 year, and you get to decide what the next step is for you. My personal timeline has been 16 years. I have been a classroom teacher for 16 years as of right now. And the very first 10 years of my career were in the same classroom, same school. It did so happen to be the middle school that I attended as a kid, because I landed my dream job in my hometown and I taught seventh grade science for the first 10 years of my career. And at about that 10-year mark, things started shifting in my life a little bit, because at that point I had released a couple of books. I had started doing a lot of traveling and keynote and consulting in schools on topics like student engagement, climate and culture, and social and emotional learning. And so I was looking for a bit of a pivot, because I was needing a little bit of flexibility in my teacher life if I was going to try to create balance between teaching students and also teaching and reaching fellow teachers. So I switched school districts after 10 years and went down the road about 20 minutes from where I live. And that is where I have been for the past 6 years. It's a small rural school and it's been awesome. And anyone who teaches in a small rural school knows that your position and your placement changes constantly because you simply have less staff members. But one thing that has been incredibly consistent in the past 6 years is that I have also taught junior high. Now, during that time, I've taught junior high science. I've taught high school science. I've taught junior high math. I've taught high school social and emotional learning. I've taught elementary social and emotional learning. I've taught a variety of classes. But one thing that has been incredibly consistent in the past 16 years is that I have taught junior high. I have taught middle school students. And here's where the announcement comes. Next year, I will not be teaching middle school students. For the very first time in my career, I am pivoting to include two very different age groups. Next year, I will be exclusively in an elementary setting, but I will be teaching high school leadership classes on the campus of our elementary school, and I will also be doing elementary social and emotional learning, life, college, and career readiness classes at the elementary campus. So for those of you who came into this episode thinking, holy shit, she quit, she's leaving the profession, I am not. I am not leaving the profession. I am leaving junior high land, and I did pack up my classroom because I will not be in that building anymore. I am taking this interesting, exciting, very big leap to say, you know what? I went into teaching to be a middle school teacher. And next year, I will not be in that zone. I will not be in that area. And I am so excited about it. I am feeling so calm and confident and comfortable about it, even though I don't necessarily know what to fully expect because this is new, sort of. My teaching schedule this year has been a hybrid of a lot of things. I spend a couple hours of the day with elementary land. I teach a couple of junior high classes, and I also have high school classes. So this year has been exclusively social and emotional learning, life, college, and career readiness classes, and also high school leadership classes. It has been a hybrid of all three. And due to some changes that are happening with scheduling and due to some changes that are happening with needs, like the need for more reading time and more English time, more instruction for our junior high students, as well as some faculty switches, as well as some proof of concept at the elementary level when it comes to SEL and comes to the life, college, and career readiness needs of our K-6 students, there was a shift. And I just want to give huge kudos to my school district for being the kind of district that says, well, things have changed. What you have done in the past might not be the best use of your time for the future, and that's okay. I think a lot of schools get stuck in a schedule or stuck in a system, and they are not willing to say, let's switch. Let's see how it goes. Let's pilot something.
And I think when you are in a smaller school district, I will be honest, it is much easier to shift the puzzle. It is much easier to shift the scheduling and figure out where is the best need for our teachers and what does that look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? How can we put that puzzle together? But if you would have told me at the beginning of this school year when I started that position of exclusively K-12 SEL, that this year, like 1 year later, at the end of this calendar year, that we were going to say, hey, we're going to focus on K-6 and we're also going to focus on high school. But you won't even have a classroom at the junior high or high school because we are seeing a lot of great opportunities to get our high school kids off our campus and into the hearts and into the heads and into the hands of students who need it most for leadership opportunity, for community engagement opportunities, for ways to have peer interaction and positive peer support from our older students to our younger students. I would have been like, that's awesome. But can that play out? Is there going to be proof of concept? Is this concept going to be well received by both staff members and by students? Is this going to work for leadership? Is this going to work for the scheduling? And it turns out the answer is yes. And I want to hit pause for a second because I just want to give a massive shout out to the staff members that I've been working at the elementary level. Because I kind of came into this saying, hey, these are things that have worked well at the junior high, but you guys are way different. You're in an elementary building. Things look different in the elementary building. Curriculum is different. Connections are different. Social and emotional needs are different. And I'm coming in as somebody who has really only taught junior high and high school. And I think that's hard when you take somebody who is really comfortable in one area and you try to apply some of those same things in a new area. It's like, well, how many times have you taught second grade? Zero. How many times have you taught a fifth grade SEL class? Very few. How many times have you worked with a kindergarten student? Literally once, because I subbed in kindergarten and I lost two kids in the bathroom because they were playing in the water, right? Like, and it's funny because I actually told that story at the beginning of the year at our introductory faculty meeting with faculty that honestly I didn't really know on a personal level. We had worked in the same district now at that point for 6 years, but I didn't really have personal relationships, let alone professional relationships. And I said, listen, I want to try new things. I want to hear what's working for you in your classroom. I also want to know, what do you need? Like, what can I do to support you? What can I do to take off your plate on a social and emotional learning level or on your own personal social and emotional learning level? Because that's also part of this job, is if staff is happy, that translates into they can do better work with their students, which means they're going to get better results. So a lot of this is, what's the climate and the culture like? How can I spin different plates for you? How can I take things off of your plate? What needs can you identify and let me come in and support you on an SEL or life level? And again, it was all an experiment. And experiments can be hard, right? You start second guessing, is this making a difference? Are we bringing people together? Are staff happy? Is staff happier? Are students happier? And happy is kind of a difficult thing to gauge. So then if we're saying happy, we have to dive into data. Like, what's the data say? Is attendance better? Are positive discipline referrals on the upswing? Are negative discipline referrals on the downgrade? Like, is it actually declining? What about teacher turnover? Like, how many people do we have saying no thank you to coming back into our building next year, right? There are so many pieces of data that really don't mean shit unless we can back them up with people saying, in my heart, here's what's happening, in my head and on paper, here's what's unfolding. And so it's crazy because I'm in this like bittersweet mode right now. I am very happy about what is going to be happening next year, but there is something wild about packing up a classroom that you have spent a great deal of time in. And as I've been packing things up, I will admit I'm getting sentimental. I'm getting emotional about the fact that there are some things that are going to be really different next year. That quirky attitude, those smells of junior high kids, those things that really only come in that special band of time between 7th and 8th grade, am I going to miss that? And the answer is, of course, right? It's hard to move on from things that you have grown and known for the past 16 years. But I am also genuinely excited for what's to come from here. The fact that there is time built into my day next year to do walk and talks with students who need that individual encouragement, who need that extra trusted adult, who need that time to unpack because something wild happened in their life last night, and they just need to kind of get that out in a safe space so that they can learn and grow with their classroom teacher. There are times built into the schedule next year to do girls groups and boys groups because we know that what's happening for a fourth grade girl is really different than what's happening for a fourth grade boy. There are opportunities to build in character education for what it means to actually engage in teamwork. What does it actually mean to have confidence and do special activities in each grade level? There are opportunities for me to be able to connect with the community so that we can really, truly be a team in these buildings because we understand when we've got the community support and the staff is happy and students are happy, that is when the entire community is going to thrive. So that's what next year looks like. An opportunity to still be a classroom teacher because I'm going to have high school classes. They're just so happening to be on the elementary campus. And to be clear, this is a small rural town. The elementary campus is about 1 mile from the high school campus. So these kids are having, you know, a very, very short commute. Additionally, it's an opportunity to learn and grow and dive into data with the leadership. We've got some new teams that we put into place this year, and those teams are going to get to continue because now we're getting momentum. We're figuring out which team member is best for leading those meetings, which team member is best for diving into the data, which team member is really good at taking a step back and figuring out what are we missing, how can we implement something new. And that is what makes average schools awesome schools, is the ability to say, you know what, maybe that's been some shit in the past. We're not growing in that area. We're actually getting worse in that area. And to say, rather than getting negative and nasty about it, how can we grow? What can we do? What can we implement? And I'm not talking about, we're going to try that for 2 weeks. There wasn't buy-in. Let's try something different. We'll try that for 2 weeks. Let's buy something different. Like, that's something that is difficult to convey sometimes to community members, board members, sometimes leadership, that like, why is it not moving the needle fast enough? And I'll admit, sometimes in education, I don't think we try things for long enough to determine whether something is working or not working. And I believe one of the greatest indicators of success in a school is when we don't pivot so freaking fast. Let's give it some time. Let's work out the kinks. Let's talk about like what we need to edit, what we need to change, what we need to add. And that is why I'm so excited for next year, because the position that I'm going to be in is not a new position. It's the same position, it's just a slightly different placement. And again, kudos to the people in my school who are saying, yeah, let's run with that. Let's roll with that. Let's continue to tweak and perfect things because we want our staff members to be awesome personally. Therefore, they can be awesome professionally. So yeah, I did pack up my classroom and I did shed a great amount of tears. And I'm still in that space right now where I'm shedding a lot of tears, but don't mishear me. I'm excited. This is not sadness. This is a celebration of like 16 years as a classroom teacher. And honestly, never feeling better than I do right now about what's to come next year. That's really hard because I think sometimes we feel really uneasy about next steps. We feel really unsure about what is to come. And I can, with full transparency, say that I love my job. I love working with staff. I love working with students. And I want that for you as well. Whether you are in the same position next year and you want to level up with that, or you are in a new position next year and you're feeling stressed or scared, like there are so many opportunities on the horizon when we say, I'm willing to try it. And you've got people in your corner who are saying, what you're doing is making a difference. And if you are in a spot where you don't feel like people are coming to you and saying that what you're doing is making a difference, hell, I'll say it. It is. It is. And if there is something that I can do to support your school, to support your staff, whether it's professional development as an entire building, or maybe it's that you need somebody to come in more in that like person who is seeing things from the outside, which is wildly advantageous, wildly valuable, because sometimes we don't see the problems that are right in front of us until somebody else comes in and says, oh, let me help you with that. Let me tweak that for you. Let me show you what has worked and has proof of concept in my school and in other schools from my experiences, right? Like if there's something that I can do with your leadership team or committee at your school, like I would love to support you in that way. So my role next year is social and emotional learning teacher. That's the role. And I'm doing that on an elementary campus, but hopefully the trickle effect of that is all staff, all students, district-wide. And if you are needing something to just help with social and emotional learning on a classroom level, I do want to remind you that I have two different SEL curriculums. They're called 180 Days of Awesome SEL, and I've got one at the elementary level, and I also have that one that's really good for middle school into the first couple years of high school. It's 180 fully planned lessons. All the links, all the discussions, all the pictures, all the activities fully planned for you. And I have done all of these lessons in my own classroom, so I know they freaking work on a life level. Social and emotional learning is one of those things that's absolutely evolving. And I don't know if it'll always be called SEL because I feel like that's getting a negative connotation. But I'll tell you what's never going to go out of style is getting kids life, college, and career ready. And life, college, and career ready starts in kindergarten and it does not end ever. Because as adults, we need life, college, and career readiness skills to this day because we are living in a time and a space where there are constantly new things that we have to adapt to. So you can check out those curriculums, 180 Days of Awesome SEL, at monicagenta.com/180SEL. I'll put a direct link for that in the show notes, as well as a link for an opportunity for us to partner for professional development or consulting at your school. I would love to support you and your staff and your students on the journey to making next school year the best possible school year that it can be, because I believe that education deserves to be celebrated, which is why I'm sticking around. And again, I'll say it, if you listened to the first part or read the description of this episode and thought, my gosh, she's leaving, I'm leaving something behind. I'm leaving junior high behind, and I'm excited about that. Not because I didn't enjoy it, but because I feel like as educators, we have to feel like we are making the biggest impact possible. And I am so confident that next year is going to be great. Is it going to have hardship? Yeah. Are there going to be growing pains? Yes. Are there going to be tears of happiness and tears of frustration? For sure. But I know that it's going to be 180 days of awesome next year. And I'm excited to continue to learn and grow with you on this journey and on this podcast. So I want to thank you so much for being a part of this profession. I want to thank you for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.